I don't have any particular term for them. Just,
they live in the country. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you? Would the term redneck describe?
No. Okay. I think of redneck as a term that would describe country people that a certain class of country people, mostly in Central or East Texas, that go around in pickups and think that they're better than all the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
I would call that a redneck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not a term that I would apply to El Paso.
That seems like the consensus.
I would not apply it to El Paso.
Whereas in the South, you will hear redneck being used in a more positive way. People are not afraid to identify with being a redneck. But in El Paso, it seems like it's...
not a complimentary term.
It's not a complimentary term.
A complimentary term.
Okay. What would you call people who don't have enough money to live on?
Poor or in poverty, living in poverty or poor.
Okay. What about those people who live in shacks over by Sunland Park? They live in cardboard houses. Is there a special name for those, that group of people?
Well, at some point in time, not necessarily here, they lived in shantytown, but that's never been used here that I'm aware of.
Okay. You wouldn't call those people squatters?
They're not really squatters either.
Squatter has a more specific...
A squatter is a man that's living on land illegally.
Uh-huh.
And those people are not living illegally, probably. Probably not. The squatters that we have around here were the people that lived over there across the river in Juarez that you can see from Donovan. Those people moved in there and they did not own the land. They were squatters.
Okay.
But they called them parachutists because they came out of the air. They didn't know where they came from. And finally the government bought the land from the rancher and began giving it to them or selling it to those people who lived on it. That's what I would call a squatter.
Okay. Now, people that work on a ranch, they're not the rancher's family, but just the general people that work on the ranch. What would you call those people?
Well, ranch hands. Okay. Some people might call them cowboys, but I'd call them ranch hands.
What about the people who specifically work with horses on a ranch?
A wrangler.
Okay, good one. A person who digs gold out of the ground, or digs for gold, what would you call him?
A miner, but a prospector who's looking for gold. You're not digging gold.
Mm-hmm.
A prospector is looking for gold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would call the man that digs gold a miner.
Okay, good. Who is the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And the woman in the Bible who was very old when she had a child, do you happen to know who she is?
I don't know.
Well, it's also a line of frozen cakes. Something Lee.
Frozen cakes. I should know that, and I just don't.
All right, well.
I just don't know that.
Sarah,
I should know it.
Sarah is the name.
Sarah, I should know it. It's my wife's name.
Oh. Now, do you ever watch Little House on the Prairie?